Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hand of yellow. The bluegill boogie.
Bluegill boogie!
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Time for a little fish bites this morning in Navanomskis. Again, don't stress. I'm not going to eat up all your time here, but... I have this book on my desk that somebody sent me through the mail that I keep reminding myself I'm going to put in your hands. It's the Angler's Book of Favorite Fishing Quotations.
Oh, cool.
Which is an inspired collection of wit and wisdom from those who love to fish. Yeah. I was just going to throw a couple of them at you. Here's one. Bait fishing enables the fishermen to see fish for what they are. Creatures in which stupidity and shrewdness coexist in a curious alliance. some are actually a little more thoughtful than that. This is Herbert Hoover. Fishing is much more than fish. It is the great occasion when we may return to the fine simplicity of our forefathers. I thought you'd like that one.
How many times people have given me that book as a gift?
Oh, have you? Do you have it?
Yeah. All right. I'm not a fan, frankly.
We should have thought about that, huh?
Here's one. The fish is not as much your quarry as it is your partner.
Your partner.
A little different way of looking at it while you're out there. Yeah. You both have to cooperate in this dance, right? Yeah. All right. So where are we headed to do some fishing today?
Well, we're stage two, part two of my three-part series on rivers of the West.
Ah, that's right.
So anyway, like I said last week, if you listened, rivers are by far my favorite thing. And it's because the river offers so much more than just the angling itself. I mean, you can float into these rivers I'm about to name with just a raft and not need a rod and be completely fulfilled. If we're going fishing, my boys and I go, my wife stays home. But if we're going to float a river, she's 100% in because it's such an experience. And if you haven't, you know, caught fish from a moving raft or boat or float tube, then really you haven't fished enough yet because this is when it really gets good. So let's pick it up where we left off. I said last week that I did the bordering states. I did Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and Idaho. And then I realized after that I left out two very important rivers. One of them is the Gunnison in Colorado. I don't know why I didn't talk about it. It's a permitted river. Black Canyon is one of the greatest fisheries we know. That is a permitted river, but you will love it. It's three-day float, phenomenal fishing, and phenomenal views. The other is the Middle Fork of the Salmon, which, interestingly, I did it last year.
Yeah.
And that's a river that most people do as a rafting phenomenon. Right. And if you read up the write-ups, they say, oh, it's pretty good fishing. No. These people who are rafters don't know how to fish because it's a phenomenal fishery. I think we average 50 fish a day per person. One day, somebody caught 88.
Jeez.
So the fishing is more than good there. It's just the people who float it don't know how to fish. So I wanted to add those two. But now I'm going to talk about the big states for floating, and that is Montana and Oregon. So let's start with the rivers. If you got your pens ready, I'm going to name the rivers that I'm very familiar with, have probably fished. I think I fished every one of these. But let's start with the Missouri, the Madison, the Gallatin, the Yellowstone, the Jeff. That's what we call it, but it's the Jefferson. The Blackfoot, there's also the Little Blackfoot. There are two different rivers. The Little Blackfoot is the one that McLean talks about in his book, River Runs Through It. There's the Big Hole. There's the Beaverhead. There's the Bighorn. There's the Milk. There's the Smith. That's a permitted river. The Bitterroot, the Ruby, there's the North Flathead, the Middle Fork of the Flathead, the South Fork of the Flathead. Good heavens, they're beautiful if you want to float a river. The Kootenai, the Mussel Shell, the Two Medicine, the Marias, the Clark's Fork, Rock Creek, and of course, the Gardner. Now, the Gardner, you can't float when you're in the park, and part of that river is in the park. Same with the Yellowstone. No floating allowed in Yellowstone. All right, so there you go. Montana is arguably the greatest river fly fishing in the world, and I fished a lot of places.
Not a coincidence that your son...
Soviet Union.
Yeah, not a coincidence. Make him move there.
Yeah. So let's go to Oregon now. I haven't fished Oregon as much, but every river I fished has just been phenomenal. Let's go the Rogue, the Columbia, the Willamette, the Owyhee. Of course, I fished them all. I love the Owyhee in that group. The Deschutes, the John Day. Oh, gosh, fish the John Day. It's a smallmouth fishery. It's just phenomenal. It's a 100-fish-day river. The Mackenzie, the Clackamas, okay? Those are the ones that I know about in Oregon. And then let's go with southern Canada. My favorite is the Bow, the Elk, the Old Man, and the Kamloop. Now, those are rivers. All of them are floatable. All of them are phenomenal fisheries. If you want to talk specifically about each, I have a soliloquy. That's how good they are. And if I still have time left, I want to say that next week I'm going to talk Alaska rivers, which few people know anything about, and I might know the most. So let's pick it up next week. I'll talk about the rivers you want to float if you're going to fly fish or fish in Alaska.
All right. Now I'm curious. Did you have those written down, or is that top of mind for you?
Well, I did it last week, completely top of mind. And I left out, you know, like I said, left out the Gunnison and the Middle Fork.
Well,
so I decided while we were doing, you know, news of the week to write them down between talking.
Yeah.
And that's what I came up with.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. But they're all off my head. I didn't look them up.
Russ passed his cognitive testing last week, and now you've passed yours, so that's good.
Well, my wife would disagree.
Well, it's just amazing to run through all of those.
It's funny. His wife would disagree. Mine agrees because she doesn't want to fight with me.
Quick question. Do all of those flatheads that you listed, those flow in or out of Flathead Lake up there?
They flow into Flathead Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, the north comes. The north one is the one that makes the border of Glacier to the west. The Middle Fork is the one that goes right through Glacier, and the South Fork comes up out of the Bob Marshall and makes a part of the southern border of Glacier National Park.
Okay. All right.
Again, I would love to talk about each of them. If you have questions, I would love to tell our listeners how to fish them and where to fish them and why to fish them.
The questions that we need answered next week are, what rivers can you not take a large boat in? Because I remember, was it the Salt River? In
Alaska?
No.
The Salt River's in Wyoming.
Yeah, in Wyoming. Okay, no, I'm thinking of one in Montana.
Boat? The biggest boat I would take is my Mackenzie drift boat.
Okay.
I have a Clackamas. I sold it. My wife put it on KSL. She said, if you go 1 year without using it,
it's gone.
In 1 year and 1 day, she had it on KSL. It sold in 51 minutes.
I'm thinking of a river that you took my large pontoon boat, and it was too big for that river, and that was in Montana. You left Soda.
I think it was the Grays.
Okay.
That's another river I forgot to mention on the Wyoming day.
Here awesome I was river. Praising your cognitive testing skills, and you both failed in the last 30 seconds.
I don't remember the raft situation he's talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, next week, look forward to learning a little bit more about Alaska, and we'll explain why Navi knows so much about the rivers up there. He actually used to sit there and count the fish as they went by. 1, 2, 3. Stand by. We've got a news update at the top of the hour on the other side. It is our once-in-a-lifetime coordinator, Rusty Robinson, back with us. We're going to talk shed antler hunting. 'Tis the season here since we're into February, so stay right there for hour number 2 coming up next.